This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Jesus, as you say in the gospel today, to be opened, we pray that you now open our ears to listen and to hear your word. Open our hearts that we might live it as well. Amen. Good morning. And a special welcome to our youth who were up till all hours of the night coming back from their night of joy experience in Orlando and are here worshiping with us this morning. Thank you for being here. Many of you know that last weekend I was not here because it was the wedding of my nephew Steve in Chicago. And I was up there with my family, and as is normally the case because they are still on the Roman Catholic side of the fence, my role at these events is reduced to choir member, which is okay. But my family has this usual tradition of whenever we are in such circumstances, the first thing they ask me after the service is, what did you think of the sermon? And it dawned on me when I knew this was coming at the reception, I wasn't listening. You see, the Roman Catholics have changed all of their responses. You might have seen this in the press. And I didn't know the responses, and we were singing everything. So I was there studying my music as the priest was doing his thing. And of course, to admit this to my brothers and sisters is a horrible thing, because I'm the one who's always writing them about the fact that they didn't listen to what the priest said that Sunday, since, of course, this is my own profession, and I try to influence them to listen. Well, luckily, they asked my sister Shelley first, because she's the critic in the family. And she said, you know, I tried to, but I couldn't hear him. I couldn't hear what he was saying. And I got this great sense of relief. Now I don't have to admit this. I just go along with her. Yeah, Shelley was sitting right next to me. She's singing in the choir too. We couldn't hear what the guy was saying. And I'm off the hook. There's a difference between listening and hearing. A lot of times, I'm sure you've been in a conversation like this and maybe been on the guilty end, where someone is talking to you, but you're not listening. You're thinking of, you're somewhere else. I was studying my music while this guy's talking. Or sometimes we listen and we're not really listening to hear, we're listening to have that person say something that's going to substantiate the point that I want to make next. There's a lot of that going on in our country right now. I don't care what side of the political fence you're on, but I think we could all do a lot better if we actually listened with an intent to understand each other a little bit. Well, it carries on into our spiritual life as well. To truly listen and to truly hear. And as Jesus says, to be opened. I think that's the theme of what's going on in this section of Mark's gospel. To be opened. We heard last week about Jesus having this trouble with the scribes and the Pharisees. What's clean? What is unclean? What's right? What isn't right? And Jesus continues to try to expand the boundaries, tries to open them up a little bit, and they're having a hard time doing that. And it has a lot to do with us looking inside ourselves. Barbara Brown Taylor has written about this section of Mark's gospel, and she has a sermon that's entitled Owning Your Own Shadow. And I'd like to just quote a little bit that relates to what we're talking about today. Taylor writes, Jesus knows the truth about us and our judgments about one another, especially when we place some of God's children on the other side of a line that we draw. The danger is within us, not out there, in those others unlike us. There is actual evil in the world, no doubt about it. But until we meet up with the evil in ourselves, we cannot do battle. We cannot fight the shadow we will not own. Will our own hearts and minds then be opened up to receive and share God's abundant and overflowing grace? Mercy trumps judgment, as we hear in James. Being opened up and the boundaries being extended. Jesus physically does that today. He goes to the region of Tyre, we are told. The arch enemies of the Jewish people. They had fought with them in the Maccabean revolt. This is really breaking boundaries physically by Jesus doing this. And he breaks another boundary, as does this woman, by entering in a conversation with Jesus. We've dealt with this before with Jesus and women. Women aren't supposed to be with the rabbis. Jesus isn't supposed to be in this area, if you're going to go by the usual boundaries. But there's something that I think is even more significant here in this interchange. No matter how the scripture scholars through the years have tried to justify what Jesus says and does here, in the end, there is an expansion of Jesus' own boundaries in the understanding of who can be saved. Jesus enters into this battering back and forth with this woman, and in her persistence, and notice she's not praying for herself, she wants her daughter healed, Jesus makes it happen. There is a growth in Jesus' understanding here in Mark's gospel about the boundaries being expanded. And likewise, this man who needs to be healed so he can hear, there's a growth in, hopefully, the disciples' understanding of who is welcome as well. This is an important realization for us. If we are truly going to listen and hear what God says to us, our boundaries are going to be pushed. And that's a good thing. We are celebrating teachers today, not only our Sunday school, but all of you in the teaching profession, all of you who go back to school now. Is not education about opening up, as we say in our prayer, enlightened discoveries of understanding that what we thought was just this, there's a lot more to it? You think of that math problem that you struggled with over and over again, and when you finally get it, so that's how it works. And your mind and your heart are opened up to so much more. This is truly what's happening here. So how do we know if we are open? Well, I think two things should be happening in our lives. Number one, as with Jesus, our attitudes should be impacting our actions. How am I finding in my life that this listening and this actual hearing of what God is calling me to be and to do is expanding the way I live in this world? Is my mercy expanding over my judgment? This is perhaps a good clue for us to know. And then there is something else in terms of being opened. If we're truly open with God in our prayer life, we're going to be uncomfortable at times. Because just like the boundaries expanded for Jesus today and for all those involved in this story, God's going to push our boundaries. And we're going to find out that the way that we thought maybe the status quo was the way it should be, we get called to more. And that's uncomfortable. But it's the way we grow. Not only educationally in our school system, but in our spiritual lives as well. You know, I did something with our school kids this past week. We had our kickoff liturgy with St. Joseph's Episcopal School. And by the way, these signs don't mean that you are now in the first or the second grade. It's to help Father William to have a way of getting the kids in the right pews. And these will just be up for a few weeks while they get used to their chapel schedule. But I asked the kids to name in the Bible and from their knowledge all the names and the attributes of God. And they start shouting out all these wonderful things. God is loves us. God cares for us. One of the young girls said, God is calm. I thought that was very insightful. God is calm. And we did all these things, and Jesus and God is our good shepherd. And we had this whole list. Then I said, now, think of if you were to write a list of your ideal notion of a boss you would like to work for. You could take those attributes, and that would be our ideal boss. Well, ultimately, we all work for God. And if this is the boss we work for, that has all of those attributes, that's somebody I want to listen to and hear and follow. It's not easy. The stretching of our comfort zones will push us to areas that are difficult at times. But you know, Bishop Friday was with all the priests this week, and his sermon at the closing Eucharist, he said, you know, these are tough times for the church, and we might seem like it's too difficult a battle. He said, but I want to tell you, I've read the book, and in the end, we win. We do know that, don't we? So, be opened. The question I ask you to consider as we celebrate teaching and studying this Eucharist, how is perhaps God wanting you to stretch a little bit, to be opened, to become that which God wants you to be? Amen.